Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. So how is the African family this evening and how are the children? I hope they're all doing fine. And welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room. We are in the process of creating our redemption plan. That's what we've been working on, a redemption plan for the community, and talking about the seven Nguzum Sabas and making sure that every day we are focusing in on one of those disciplines. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already started planning and preparing for your Kwanzaa, you definitely want to do that, ladies and gentlemen. You want to make sure that you are about the business of planning for Kwanzaa. That's right. We are trying to make sure that everyone understands that we can incorporate Kwanzaa right in with our redemption plan. You guessed it. That's right. Now, once again, I want to say, for the record, we're getting into the season, and next week we're going to probably not be here on Thursday or Friday of next week. Even though we're listed, we probably won't be here. We will be out of town during that particular time. Nevertheless, we are still going to be working hard at it, talking about this redemption plan, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you just bear with me for a second, we're going to go right into our discussion, and our chat room will be open in a minute. If you will just get ready, those people that are out there waiting to get in the chat room, just bear with me. We'll have that open in a minute, and then you'll be able to come right in and chat amongst yourself. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking about relationships, which we have addressed the issue of a redemptive plan, and we've been also talking about being unattached, and we've covered that portion of the program. We've talked about communities last night. We talked about how our community can get in position. We can begin to start to see how we can make changes in our community. And if you don't mind, we've invited the churches to be a part of making those changes as well. Okay, we're right on the money. Let me go to station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the meantime. So stay tuned.
Hey, John. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters? But missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again. Cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. And she stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Just
All right, family, and we're back. How's everyone doing this evening? I trust we're all doing fine and getting ready for the season. Let's stand to our feet and acknowledge Akamare, Oladulamare, our ancestors. We want to call them into being, and we also want to pour libation for our mother spirit and our father spirit. And for those of you who are new to this room, we all send for libation to our ancestors and acknowledge our higher self. So, for those new people who are coming in the room, have a seat. The chat room is open. If you'll stand to your feet with your hands positioned as if you're ready to receive. We would like to pour libations to my father's spirit, and that is Obatala. On my father's side, Robert Jenkins, and I say Ashe. I'd like to pour libation to Yamanja, my mother's spirit, on Clara Jenkins' side, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libation to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, finally, and I say Ashe. And I pour water to the ground, and I say Wotutu. And that the ground is sanctified where the water drops, and that wherever the water drops, may the words that we speak be rooted deep inside, and may they be planted and spring up and grow. We'd like to call on our ancestor to offer up a prayer. Today our topic is on the health of the community, looking for alternative non-drug therapy help. And we ask the ancestors to be present to bring about help today as we seek to tap into their energy for their melanin so that we can regain our strength and our energy. And we know our health comes from the Lord, so we are going to petition Oladulamare to bring us about a plan for alternative health for the family and a redemption plan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bless everyone in your household this season. I'd like to send out the energy that will send the frequency to your home to lift the 6-6 spirit, and to lift those who are not in their natural minds, who might be physically, abruptly sick in their spirit. We'd like to send out the energies that it will vibrate and lift up those continents of your loved ones, or either if it's for you that need energy healing, we'd like to send out Reiki that will go abroad across these airways. And it is my desire that every household will be healed and every family will be healed and they will be able to function with their own right mind. And we just thank you, Father, that you are healing and you're in the business for sending energy and that we can lift our own frequencies and we're capable of healing ourselves. Father, help us to understand that we are healers and that we can heal ourselves, but we first must have the understanding of knowing thyself. Help us to know thyself so we can come into right consciousness and right frames of mind so that this healing that can be about the business of healing our continent and our world. And we thank you that we know that Ifa knows all things and Oromola knows all things. Oromola is a prophet. He knows the inception of disease and where it came from, and he has a solution for the antidote. And we're petitioning Oromola now that the prophet, the African prophet, may bring about healing on this earth, not unto only one man, but to all men. And we thank you, Father, for watching over us and giving us solutions to our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, this segment is going to be featured on health. Alternative health and redemption plan for the African American in two areas I want to specifically address, and that is in the area of diabetes type 2, and all of those diabetes group, as well as looking at hypertension. Now, I'd like to tell you that I have been out in negotiation with the organization talking to them about speaking to our group about alternative help for diabetes and hypertension. This is the two areas that I'm most concerned with because this is the area that African Americans have the highest diagnosis. And some of our family members are on so much medication and they are overburdened with drug therapy, allopathic medicines. Some of them have become conscious enough to know that they can control their diabetes with their diet, and they have sought to change their programs. Now, this program is not for anyone to come off their medicine. This program is only for you to become astute to the fact that there are some options of other non-drug therapies that are out there. And I have been talking to those people, and they have been giving me information so that I will be able to access some of their products. And they will also be coming on the air to speak to us before the month is out about these substances that are available. Now, let's just talk about what are some of the symptoms that we can see. We're talking about symptoms, not a cure. I want to remind you, we have no cure. This is talking about treatment, treatments to help us in our diet and using supplement. Now, let's talk about some of the symptoms we see. A large portion of us might not even know that we're hypertensive, and we may be running around here being a stroke victim. One of the symptoms that you can tell that there is something going on with the vacillation of the blood pressure would be to look at the stress and strain in the eyes, of the eyes being bloodshot periodically and consistently. It might have something to do with the blood pressure fluctuating and giving you a sign that something is going on in some of the larger organs, such as the liver. Now, how many of you know that the liver is the only organ that is predominantly capable of replacing itself and regenerating itself? People tend to think that when the liver is gone, that's it. But you can live with a portion of your liver removed, and that liver can regenerate itself, and it will double in size and duplicate itself. So the liver is a large organ and has to be kept clean and has to be in a position where it can function, because it detoxifies everything we eat, and all substance and toxic material that go through our body has to go through the liver. It's a large organ, but it's very sensitive. It's mood sensitive. So one of the other symptoms you will see that there's something going on in that liver is when someone is going through so many mood swings and changes, the liver can be an indication that it is highly toxic. That's why with people that are alcoholic, addicted, their livers tend to be swollen because they're trying to work overtime, trying to excrete all of the toxins. Now, hypertension. How many people know that there's hypertension that runs in their family? And I don't want you to say that anymore. Don't tell yourself it runs in my family, because you have the Zoe life of God, and you can stop this replication of generation curse. You can stop it. And you can stop it by looking at changing your diet and using other non-drug therapies to prevent that hypertension from developing in the next generation of your family. But it's very dangerous to be walking around with a high level of hypertension and not know it, because you can be a stroke victim. And many of us are at stroke level and don't know it. Now, how are you going to have a redemption plan to better yourself academically, spiritually, and to better yourself in your love relationship and economics, and then your health goes to pot? You simply must have your health together, ladies and gentlemen. And some of these things you can do for yourself, and that is eating properly and making sure that you don't congest the arteries with all types of the poor fats that are not the essential fats, but are the fats that accumulate in the body and that are very difficult to excrete, causing it to be pressure put on the veins and the arteries, causing hypertension. Now, African Americans have a higher rate of anyone in hypertension, and we should be the most concerned about how to turn the condition around. And some of you have just accepted it, like, this is my hypertension, or I want to accept my diabetes. Now, the average black person running around does not have to be laden with disease and feeling that age is acceptable and which brings about all of these conditions such as diabetes. Diabetes is related to our dietary laws and can be adjusted and altered based on your dietary glucose factors. How many of you have went in a hospital as a pregnant woman and suspected that you have gained extremely too much weight too fast? The pre-diabetes stage may be setting in, and sometimes the doctors will order that you have a glucose test, a glucose tolerance factor, to determine how your body handles sugar in the form of processed sugar. Now, natural sugars are handled differently in our body than the artificial sugars. Anything that's an artificial sugar and flour is a drug because it alters your mood and your behavior. So you definitely want to give up the white sugars and the white flours because they are altering chemicals and they will change the condition of your digestive system. It will put so much pressure on your glucose level that it might cause your glucose level to drop and become low blood sugar or even have the high glucose levels. Now, sugar at one time, African Americans ate sugar cane in its natural form, not in a processed form. So we have to understand that when we think we're taking in sugar to get energy to help us through the day, that type of sugar isn't processed the same way. You will get it in your system and find that you might have that high end energy level for a few minutes, but you'll eventually break down, and it will be like a fuse blowing out at the end of the day, causing too much stress to be put on your pancreas and making your pancreas think that there is no more secretion of glucose and having it to overproduce glucose or underproduce glucose. The main thing is we can alter this by eating natural foods, which will function in our body a different way. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to also understand that some people have decided to change their eating habits, and they have gone to their doctor, and they've worked with their doctor, making the suggestion that they change their diet. Now, one of the things that we are going to talk about in this class is that we can definitely make a difference in our diet if we decide to alter some of these sugars, these fun-eating sugar, little sugary treats, and all these things that we're putting in our bodies to alter our glucose and our pancreas is literally off the chain because it cannot maintain these sugars or digest them. So we have to understand that organs are created to do a certain job, but when we put pressures on these organs, it could cause these organs to flare up, become carcinogenic, become cancerous. As you know, they have not found the actual inception of where cancer comes from. They're not sure if it's an environmental or deficiency, and because they're not sure if it's a deficiency, we've got to make sure that we're not just taking our vitamins, because it's not only your vitamins that you're deficient in also the minerals. You can replace the vitamins. You can get those through your diet. But minerals simply have to be supplemented, and they have to be put back in the body because the body functions off of your magnesium and your calcium, and those levels have to be at a certain point, whereas magnesium has to present itself with calcium. And when we are looking at those things, we understand that one works on our soft tissue and the other works on our bones. And if you are astute to putting plenty of green leafy vegetables in your diet, don't be afraid that the green leafy vegetables are harsh fiber. They are fibers that will become proteins. And you can have your plant proteins to substitute for some of your meat protein. Now, uric acid can be a problem for some people. Uric acid comes from the meat and large sums of protein. So we have to be very, very careful that we are packaging our diets and our menus so that we have a balance of the basic four food groups and that we are not just intoxicating ourselves with one major staple in our diet. Now, for you men out there who live alone and you prepare your foods and mostly everything is fried, you're going to have to come off of all the fried grease and give up the Crisco oil and give up the lard and think about going and purchasing something that is a mono oil and omega-3 or possibly dealing with the oils like the olive oils and the soy oils, something that will not congest your heart with clogging of the arteries. Now, fats are good for you, ladies and gentlemen, and don't let anyone tell you that all fats are bad. All fats are not bad. It's just the ones that are not essential and those bad LDLs that you put in your body that you can't break down. Now, I've gone completely over to dealing with all the olive oils and the soy oils, and I do not use oil in the area of Crisco or the fattening LD oils anymore. I pay a little extra for it, but to be honest with you, if you took a tablespoon of some of the essential oils, one teaspoon a day, it will help you to digest the fat in your body because these essential oils are needed for the brain, for building the brain. The brain is mostly made up of fat, and it requires you to have the essential fats. So you can't go without that. And these essential fats are good for the pliable skin, making sure that your skin is moist and pliable. So it's very important to have some oils in your diet. Now, you have to be very careful about the fish oils and making sure you get the ones that don't have the mercury. Some people run out and just buy fish oil, but you have to make sure it is devoid of the mercury or have low counts of mercury. So it's very important that we look at our diet. We can't have a redemptive plan if we don't know how to redemptively go in the kitchen and prepare a basic meal. If we're frying up everything, if you can avoid it, instead of frying, go in and broil something. Go in and bake something and try to have as much raw as you possibly can. The raw foods will make you beautiful, will make you elegant, will make you younger. And you can regain your health back. You can heal yourself. And I didn't say me or some doctor, but you can heal yourself through your diet and the way you think mentally. You have that capability of reversing the process of aging. And we talked about that here in this room, about reversing the process of aging. See, now we need it for a redemptive plan. We want to live longer. We want to have our health in place so when we get out on that ship and take that trip and get in that boat and say that your ship has finally come in. You know that song that we used to sing? Sometimes it feels like my ship has finally come. Every now and then it seems like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I've got to be strong, gotta hold on. It won't be too long out there on the ocean, just past the horizon. I know my ship is coming in, but don't leave me holding too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. Now, we got to wait for our ship to come in. But when it rolls in and it's our turn to take that cruise and get on that ship, we want to make sure that we're in immaculate health and that we are vibrant and full of energy. And you know what gives life is life. So you have to take food in that's life-giving food. You cannot take dead substance of food in and think you're going to have energy. That's why it's very necessary that our green substance and our vegetables and our squash and kale is very important that we take them in a form of a juice or take them in after broiling the food substance. Now, you want to make sure that you're not taking in death. So put away the dead food and cut down on some of the meat because it is clogging up our colon, causing our colon to be so backed up that we are suffocating ourselves with toxic syndrome, and the toxic can overtake the intestines and cause all sorts of problems. So you want to clean that colon out periodically with a light cleanse. And if necessary, go to a specialist, an internist specialist who works on cleaning the colon out so we can start fresh with a healthy colon. And we cannot have a redemption plan if we are not worrying about how we're going to feel and how we're going to fare when we get this redemptive plan. Will we be able to run on with it? I'm telling you to run on with it and run on in that kitchen and prepare those vegetables and pre-cut those vegetables and set them aside so that you can have vegetables every day. You can have a salad every day. You can broil your food. You don't have to fry it. You can eat raw. It's very important that you understand you want to be here in the next millennium. A lot of things are supposed to be happening in the new millennium that we are going to have a change of mind and we're going to have a change of heart. Because, you know, our heart is connected to our mind. But you have to have a heart change in changing your diet and exercising, too. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about the exercise. And we're going to kick it up in this room and show you how you can get that exercise in by boogieing down on Fridays, going roller skating, dancing it up and doing those line dances, anything to keep that shape in place, anything to keep you so shapely so when you go to that next class reunion, you look better than anybody there, and they think you've been out to a spa somewhere. And they're saying, Omi, what have you been doing? Have you been out to a spa? No, child, I've just been kicking it up in the Care to Read room. So let's get ready to kick it up and get up out of here right about now. It's about time for us to kick it up right now. Everybody ready? Let's get ready to line dance because we're going to get ready tomorrow and have our calinetics class. So get ready. Get your bathing suit on. Get your tights on. I don't care what you have to get on, but get out on the floor because we're going to do the hustle shuffle, and if we have to, we're going to do the dirty dozen, too, to shake it down. So get ready for tomorrow. Here we go. We're out of here, y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, Dabble.
Amazing. Made that music.
With the ghetto on my rear view. Every tomorrow, the world is ours. Mary J. Blige.
I've been lying in my bed, crying till my eyes are red. We both said that things would change, but it's still the same shade of gray.
Looking at me sideways, live every night like it's a Friday. Our conversations are so monumental, licking on the ear. I'm whispering a couple riddles. She fell in love with my technique. I made her call me boss when in the bed sheets. We both coming from the same place. All in a boat coming at the same place. Still on my dope boy swag. Top down on my camera, oh boy swag. Played the hand we were dealt from the beginning, baby. Yeah, the dealer cut the deck while we winning, baby.